This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So how do I become a wali or devoted to you, Allah? Listen to the rest of the hadith. My servant draws not near to me with anything more loved by me than the religious duties I've enjoyed upon him. So what has he assigned to you or given you from your duties? Okay, let's see, 5 prayers. Don't ever delay your prayers. Wake up and pray fajr. Come on, you want to be from those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would announce war for. Min awliya'ullah salihin, right? Wake up. So basically, stick to your fard, your duties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigned to you, and that is the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. Believe me, this isn't difficult. There could be a young girl, a 16-year-old maybe, sitting now listening all by herself, and she's waliyatullah. She's Allah's devotee. It isn't hard to maintain your prayers, your hijab, your assigned duties. Al-furud, what's assigned? And this is about the assigned duties. How about the voluntary acts or of the sunnah? The hadith goes on, and my servant continues to draw near to me with supurgatory works so that I shall love him. وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبْ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلْ حَتَّى أُحِبُّهُ. So after the fard, we go into the supurgatory works, the sunnah. And forgive me, but there's something I have to mention here about my sisters who haven't yet worn hijab, the head covering, and say, I fear Allah, I fast, I pray, I do all my assigned duties, but I don't wear hijab. And I'm a very good person, wallahi. I say one thing, the fard the first, what he assigned you and asked to do first. We can't pick and choose. And I don't mean by what I'm saying that you don't listen to lectures or do any good till you wear hijab. No, continue on your path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to reach that level of love that we're just talking about right now, you have to accomplish all your duties first that he asked of you to do, and then continue on with the voluntary or the sunnah. Okay, so back to the hadith, وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي, and my servant continues to draw near to me, and so on. And here I say, and everyone and his effort. Everybody's according to his effort. So someone might give charity, even if it were a few coins, according to his ability. Or someone in his smiles in his brother's face. Or make space for someone sitting in the mosque. Or say a nice word. Or fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a situation in life. Or lower his gaze. So what happens to that person who does these sunnahs or supurgatory works to get closer to Allah? The hadith goes on saying, when I love him, I am his hearing with which his hears. Sama'a alladhi yasma' bihi. His seeing with which he sees. His hand with which he strikes and his foot with which he walks. Were he to ask something of me, I would surely give it to him. And were he to ask me for refuge, I would surely grant him it. I do not hesitate about anything as much as I hesitate about seizing the soul of my faithful servant. He hates death and I hate hurting him. Ya Allah, who is saying this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this. He hates death and I hate hurting him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this. Do you see the love? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am his hearing. So he doesn't make you hear except what is halal or what isn't prohibited, right? Or considered inappropriate. And if you hear something inappropriate, he lets it out of your head quickly. And if it sticks in your head, he makes you benefit by learning from other people's mistakes, people who are lost in lust, so you don't imitate them. He makes you hear all that is beautiful. I am his seeing or eyes with which he sees. So imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your eyes, with which you see, what would you see? We're talking about a very big love here. My dear teenage girls and boys, who waste their life looking for imaginary love, which you won't reach except in halal marriage. Wallahi, you've been looking for love for so long to the extent that it made you oblivious of the real love, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love, a promised and guaranteed love, no fake promises or lies. Not anybody just promises, yeah, I'll do this, I'll... No, it's Allah. It's a guaranteed love. One of the scholars said, it isn't strange to see a servant warm up to his master, but the strangest thing is to see a master warming up to his servants. Subhanallah. ليس العجيب في عبد يتودد إلى سيده ولكن العجب كل العجب في ملك يتودد إلى عبيده. What is this? It's true. It isn't strange to try to get closer to your lord or your master, right? To try to please him. But what is strange is today's lecture that the Lord is looking for his servant's closeness and is trying to warm up to them. Subhanallah. Tell me, could you miss pleasure prayer after that? Do you see his love? Here's another hadith in which you see the amount of love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for us. And who draws near to me the span of a hand, I draw to him the span of an arm. And who draws near to me the span of an arm, I draw to him the span of 2 stretched out arms. And who takes steps towards me, I hastily step towards him. يأتي هرولة. Do you see the word هرولة or coming running to him hastily? Who is running to you? Allah, who should be running to who? What are we worth? We poor humans in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's universe. So that He would warm up to us. What are we that He would come hastily to us? The Prophet ﷺ says, the first heaven compared to the second is no more than a sand grain or a grain of sand. And the second to the third, a grain of sand. And the third heaven compared to the fourth is a grain of sand. And the fourth to the fifth, a grain of sand. And the fifth to the sixth, a grain of sand. And the sixth heaven compared to the seventh is a grain of sand. And the seventh heaven compared to the Merciful's throne is no bigger than a grain of sand. And the throne in the Merciful's hand is no bigger than a grain of sand. So who are you and how big are you? Whoever came to me walking, I hastily come to him. Subhanallah, a'ti harwala. Another hadith to prove Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorified and exalted be He, descends to the lowest heaven every night. In the third part of the night. The third part of the night, that the one that we're all usually fast asleep in. You know it, right? The third part of the night, which teenagers usually wait for so that their parents are in deep sleep so they can watch inappropriate channels or to chat privately on the internet or talk on the phone when no one's listening. The third part of the night in which sins increase and sleep overtakes everything. That's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the lowest heavens. And listen to what He says. Who is saying a prayer to me that I may answer it? Who is asking me something that I may give it to him? Who is asking for forgiveness of me so that I may forgive him? هَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَغْفِرْ فَأَغْفِرْ لَهُ Wallahi, this is very embarrassing. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, says, and this happens every night. وَذَلِكَ كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ So what does it mean every night? It means that if you, O son of Adam, stayed oblivious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for long months, years, days, if the entire humanity stayed oblivious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their entire life, still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend every night, offering repentance, offering forgiveness and acceptance of prayers. Subhanallah, a beautiful relationship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to create a relationship full of love between Him and you, His poor servants. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates this relationship. Listen to the Hadith Qudsi. Allah Almighty and Sublime Bihi had said, I had divided prayer between myself and my servant into two halves, and my servant shall have what he has asked for. When the servant says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, praise be to Allah, Lord of the worlds, Allah the Almighty and Sublime Bihi says, my servant has praised me, Hamadani Abdi. Do you see the relationship? While you are saying, praise be to Allah, the relationship is going on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is answering you while you're reciting the Fatiha. And you're reciting quickly and not concentrating. You want to get over and done with the prayer, right? And when he says, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the merciful, the compassionate, Allah sublime bihi says, my servant has extolled me. And when he says, Malik yawmiddin, master of the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my servant has glorified me. Majadani abdi. And when he says, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in, it's you we worship and it's you we ask for help. He says, this is between me and my servant. And my servant shall have what he has asked for. And when he says, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين Guide us to the straight path, the path of those upon whom you have bestowed favors, not of those against whom you are angry, nor of those who are astray. He says, this is for my servant. And my servant shall have what he has asked for. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that. And that's why one of the companions said, I like to take time while reciting Surah Al-Fatiha to imagine my Lord answering me. So why is the prayer divided between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When the companion Ali ibn Abi Talib understood this is a relationship of love and it's not a matter of assignments and duties given to us by God that we have to fulfill like praying, fasting or giving charity and it's a relationship of love, he said, listen to what Ali said. If I were told on the day of judgment that your reckoning will be done by your mother and father, they're the ones who will judge you for your doings, I would refuse. What would you think if you were told that it's your parents who will judge you on the day of judgment? You will say what? Oh my God, thank God. Or will you have understood like Ali that he loves you more than your mother and your father, more than anyone? If I were told on the day of judgment that the reckoning will be done by your mother and father, I would refuse. Because Allah is more merciful of me than my mother and father. لَإِنَّ اللَّهُ أَرْحَمْ بِي مِنْ أَبِي وَأُمِّي Is the picture getting to you? But you might ask me, why all this love? Let me give you an example, so that we may understand why all this love. If one of us does something with his own hands, doesn't he love it? For example, if one of us wrote a story and it was published, won't he love it? and won't you be attached to it? Don't parents say, we love our kids? Why? Because they're a piece of them. They're a part of them. They did them. So whoever does something or produces something or builds a factory or a company or gets, you get what? Very attached to it. So hear what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to understand more why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us this way. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Iblis or Satan to bow down to Adam and he refused, Allah said in Surah Sa'd, قَالَ يَا إِبْلِيسِ مَا مَنَعَكَ أَنْ تَسْجُدْ لِمَا خَلَقْتَ بِيَدِي أَإِسْتَكْبَرْتَ أَمْ كُنْتَ مِنَ الْعَالِينَ. God said, O Iblis, what prevents thee from prostrating thyself to whom I have created with my hands? Art thou haughty or art thou one of the high and mighty ones? The relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very close. He created Adam your father with his own hands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Sa'd verse 72, فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتَهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رَوْحِ فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ. When I have fashioned him in due proportion and breathed into him out of my spirit, then fall down before him prostrate. Allah is so close to us. Do you comprehend how close he is to us? Do you understand and feel?